The International Bible Lesson for Sunday, November 13, 2016, is from the book of Revelation, chapter 21, verses 9 through 14, and verses 22 through 27. Hear now the word of the Lord from the New International Version. Revelation 21, 9. One of the seven angels who had the seven bowls full of the seven last plagues came and said to me, "Come, I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb." And he carried me away in the Spirit to a mountain great and high, and showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God. It shone with the glory of God, and its brilliance was like that of a very precious jewel, like a jasper, clear as crystal. It had a great high wall with 12 gates and with 12 angels at the gates. On the gates were written the names of the 12 tribes of Israel. There were 3 gates on the east, 3 on the north, 3 on the south, and 3 on the west. The wall of the city had 12 foundations, and on them were the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. I did not see a temple in the city, because the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. The city does not need the sun or the moon to shine on it, for the glory of the Lord gives it light, and the Lamb is its lamp. The nations will walk by its light, and the kings of the earth will bring their splendor into it. On no day will its gates ever be shut, for there will be no night there. The glory and honor of the nations will be brought into it. Nothing impure will ever enter it, nor will anyone who does what is shameful or deceitful, but only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. May the Lord bless this reading of His Word. International Bible Lessons Commentary, Revelation chapter 21, verses 9 through 14, and verses 22 through 27. New International Version. Sunday, November 13, 2016, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Questions for discussion and thinking further follow the verse-by-verse International Bible Lesson Commentary. Study hints for discussion and thinking further to help with class preparation and in conducting class discussion are available on the International Bible Lessons Commentary website, along with the International Bible Lesson, that you may want to read to your class as part of your Bible study. If you are a Bible student or teacher, you can discuss each week's commentary and lesson at the International Bible Lesson Forum. International Bible Lesson Commentary. Revelation 21:9. One of the seven angels who had the seven bowls full of the seven last plagues came and said to me, "Come, I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb." The angels involved in God's just judgment thrilled at the fact that they had been given a share in preparing the earth and God's people for the coming of the holy city from heaven to earth. One of these angels was chosen to show and tell what would happen next. The bride is the church, which is united to Jesus Christ, the Lamb. Jesus and the church have become spiritually one, similar to a husband and wife. However, the church is not yet what it will be in the future. Revelation 21:10. And he carried me away in the Spirit to a mountain great and high, and showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God. The Holy Spirit took John spiritually to a high mountain from which he saw Jerusalem, the holy city, descend. The physical location is not given, and if the reader thinks too physically instead of spiritually, they would need to assume that the mountain was at least 750 miles away from Mount Zion, the location of the current city of Jerusalem. Because of the physical size of the city, as given in the book of Revelation, Revelation 21:16 reveals that the city is a 1,500-mile cube. God is the one who makes the church through those who believe in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. God is the one who makes the church holy and prepares it as a witness for His Son, Jesus Christ. Revelation 21:11. It shone with the glory of God, and its brilliance was like that of a very precious jewel, like a jasper, clear as crystal. John could only use physical and visual descriptions to reveal spiritual realities. The glory of God shines forth from the church today, but the glorious, perfect, righteous, and pure splendor of the church is something for which believers still wait, and God will finish preparing for His Son someday. For comparison, the spiritual beauty of the church can only be described by using beautiful physical gems that maintain their color. Jasper is commonly red and multicolored, and are pure, clear as crystal, instead of being opaque. As multicolored, a very precious jasper jewel may represent the variety of God's children from every nation that God has called into the church and is sanctifying for His Son. Revelation 21:12. It had a great high wall with 12 gates and with 12 angels at the gates. On the gates were written the names of the 12 tribes of Israel. In biblical times, all great cities had walls to establish and reveal their boundaries. City walls protected those within, and guards at the gates could call an army to defend the city if attacked. On the new earth, the holy city does not need walls except as a display of beauty and as a symbol of security for all those within and without. Nothing and no one will be able to take anyone out of the church, and no evil will ever be able to enter it. The angels at the gates remind the children of God that God will protect His children from all evil. The 12 gates could be closed and protected by angels, but they will never be closed because no one or nothing evil exists on the new earth or in the new heaven to threaten those within the holy city. God's revelation and promises through the 12 tribes of Israel in the Old Testament opened the gates for people to be prepared to believe in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior when John the Baptist preached and Jesus came and fulfilled biblical prophecies. The church will always reveal these truths about the role of Israel in preparing the way for the coming of God's Son, who was born of the tribe of Judah and reigns as Messiah. Revelation 21:13. There were three gates on the east, three on the north, three on the south, and three on the west. Nothing and no one can ever threaten the church that comes down from heaven. So the holy city has three open gates on all four sides of the city, a cube representing spiritual perfection. Each wall has three gates to welcome anyone who comes into the city from any direction by way of these gates. Each gate represents the way to eternal life God has made through His Son, as revealed by His promises to the 12 tribes of Israel. There are enough gates to welcome and receive anyone and everyone who comes to Jesus and into His church by faith in Him. God's word to the 12 tribes of Israel are part of the biblical beginnings of the church. God's fulfilled promises to the 12 tribes of Israel inspire, reassure, and help believers understand that the Bible is true, and Jesus Christ as the promised Messiah is the way, the truth, and the life. John chapter 14, verse 6. Revelation 21:14. The wall of the city had 12 foundations, and on them were the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. God has revealed the truth about Himself through the Holy Scriptures, both the Old and the New Testaments. The walls between each gate are set on foundations that represent the teaching of the 12 apostles of the Lamb of God. Judas was eliminated because he betrayed Jesus Christ. Matthias or Paul may have replaced him as one of the 12 apostles' foundations revealed here in John's vision. Since Paul wrote so much of the New Testament, he may be one of the 12 apostles represented here. The important fact is that the gospel of Jesus Christ, recorded in the New Testament, was preached and taught by the apostles as faithful witnesses. The apostles pointed repentant sinners to the way, to Jesus, who is the source of eternal life for all who place their faith in Him. The church is built on the teachings of the apostles with Jesus as the cornerstone. See especially, Jesus is the stone you builders rejected, which has become the cornerstone. Acts chapter 4, verse 11. Built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus Himself as the chief cornerstone. Ephesians 2:20. For in Scripture it says, "See, I lay a stone in Zion, a chosen and precious cornerstone, and the one who trusts in Him will never be put to shame." 1 Peter 2:6. Revelation 21:22. I did not see a temple in the city, because the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. John saw no physical temple where God could be worshipped, such as the temple in Jerusalem. John saw the church, the bride of Christ, and to use a physical description for a spiritual reality, the church, the children of God, reside spiritually within God the Father and Jesus Christ the Lamb, who is their Savior. The Holy Spirit on the mountain was revealing to John these truths about the church and its relationship with God. The temple in Jerusalem contained the Holy of Holies that the high priest could only enter once a year. The presence of God and the holy city, a cube, as was the Holy of Holies, can be entered any time by those who trust in Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Revelation 21:23. The city does not need the sun or the moon to shine on it, for the glory of the Lord gives light, and the Lamb is its lamp. God created the sun and the moon through Jesus Christ when He created the earth, and He called them good. We may have a beautiful sun and moon in the new heavens that will shine upon the new earth. But John makes the point that the sun and moon are not needed in the holy city. God does not need them to illuminate the city or to reveal His glory in the church. God the Father works through His Son to illumine His church, similar to a light that shines through a lamp. Wherever one looks, they will see the glory of God in Jesus Christ, and the church will reveal the glory of God. Day and night, the truth and presence of God will be all around those who trust in Jesus to guide their steps and give them wisdom. Revelation 21:24. The nations will walk by its light, and the kings of the earth will bring their splendor into it. Today, the nations of the earth do not walk or make decisions and take actions based on the light, the truth of God, as revealed in the Holy Bible through the church. On the new earth, after the church has been prepared and descends from God, earth's leaders and those of every nation will glorify God in the church by obeying God and offering God gifts, not because God needs these gifts, but because they want to honor God and express their love for God. They will honor God and bring Him gifts for eternity, whether they are within or outside of the city's walls. Revelation 21:25. On no day will its gates ever be shut, for there will be no night there. In John's day, gates were shut at night and guarded to protect the city and its inhabitants from those who would do evil. On the new earth, closing the city gates will not be needed. No enemies exist outside the gates of the church to threaten the inhabitants. People in the church are totally surrounded by and protected by the Father. They will never be threatened again, night or day. In the church, there will never be spiritual darkness again. Revelation 21:26. The glory and honor of the nations will be brought into it. In the new heavens and on the new earth, everyone will love, adore, and obey the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb of God, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Therefore, every nation and every person will live in righteousness and peace. National leaders will not use their position to acquire more power and wealth. Instead, leaders will give the glory and honor that they once avidly sought to God, the giver of every good and perfect gift. Revelation 21:27. Nothing impure will ever enter it, nor will anyone who does what is shameful or deceitful, but only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Today, churches divide against one another and sometimes against God and the Bible's clear teachings. The world is not attracted but sometimes repelled by their bad example. Of course, those of this world are sometimes repelled by a church that upholds the holiness of God as they preach the truth, grace, and mercy of God as revealed through Jesus Christ in the Bible. Such divisions will not be in the church prepared by God in heaven to come to earth. Today, people are still tempted by what is impure, shameful, or deceitful. But none of that will be in the new heavens, on the new earth, or within the holy city, the church. God gives eternal life to those who come and bow before Him by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. Their names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. The followers of Jesus, the Lamb who died a sacrificial death for them, will enter the church from every tribe and nation in order to worship and glorify God forever. Questions for discussion and thinking further. 1. Who is the wife of the Lamb? Who is the Lamb? What does their relationship mean to you? 2. What is the holy city, Jerusalem? 3. What precious jewel did John compare to the brilliance of the holy city? Since John did not tell us, what might the stone's qualities represent? 4. What did the holy city's walls and gates represent, since the gates were never shut? 5. What are some of the benefits of the holy city coming down from heaven to the new earth? International Bible Lesson. Benefits of living in a Christian nation. Sunday, November 13, 2016, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Revelation 21:24. The nations will walk by its light, and the kings of the earth will bring their splendor into it. Over the past 2,000 years, various nations have been identified or proclaimed to be Christian nations. at one time, if you wanted to be elected as a leader in one of these nations, you needed to act as a Christian as well as say you were a Christian. Today, Christians are a small minority in many nations upon the earth. The book of Revelation looks forward to a time when every nation will be a Christian nation, to a time when all the kings, all the leaders, and every person in every nation will be Christian. In the future, everyone on earth will walk by the light, or by the truth, taught by Jesus Christ through His church, the Bride of Christ. The earth will be perfect in every way, because only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life will inhabit a new earth and the new heavens that God will create. See Revelation chapter 21, verse 27. The book of Revelation gives only a short sketch of how these events will take place. Christians who die on earth go to heaven. When Jesus Christ comes again, these Christians in heaven, the church as the bride of Christ, will return to earth with Him. Together, they will form the holy city, where the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb will be the temple, so no believer will ever be away from the glorious presence of God. Newly created Christian nations and all their kings will bring their splendor, glory, and honor into the holy city. To the glory of God, justice, mercy, righteousness, and peace will be established throughout the earth. Begin or close your class by reading the short, weekly International Bible Lesson. Copyright 2016 by L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Permission granted for not-for-profit use.